only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
All right, you heard what they said. Yep, broadcasting live on this last day of July. It's Things I'll Keep with DJ Fleshrod, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm with you for the next 2 hours here and only on this station for the next month. Like I said, last day in July, but not a black day in July. And yes, that Gordon Lightfoot reference is a bit of foreshadowing because I have my Hillside Festival recap today, or at least the first part of it. And yeah, of course, I didn't interview Gordon Lightfoot, but I did interview John McKeel, and that was amazing. That was probably the one person I wanted to interview most. And what do you know? It was my only interview, but we'll get to that later. First, some pretty chill stuff to kick off the show. First, we got good old Chad Van Galen, and he definitely does come up as well. First Night of Summer is the name of his new album. And what's one I'm going to play? Yes, Lilacs on the Breeze. That's a great summertime name for a song. And then Mac DeMarco, good old Mac DeMarco's back with Holy. And then after that, Cindy Lee with Stone Faces. That's going to be some good stuff. And then New Shame with Quiet Life. And then Gus Engelhorn with Stay Little. That's an older one. Now, both Quiet Life and Stay Little are about, you know, taking it easy, not being unambitious, but also just realizing that you don't have to try and get a Wikipedia page, you know what I mean? And so that's the theme of a song from an old band I used to play in, Sleuth Bears, and John McKeel, it turns out that he knows a bunch of people that played in a bunch of bands that I opened with, so I was thinking about my band, and I am going to play one called Microlife, which fits in thematically with those, but you got to know, it's not about me plunking along on bass. It's all about everybody else in the band. Shout out to Nevin, Liam, and Gary. You guys are all the absolute best. But first, here is Chad Van Galen. Chad Van Galen, Lilacs on the Breeze, CFRC 101.9 FM.
reveal yourself to me. Miracle. Your help could set me free. Miracle from above.
Thank you.
Fun playing with those guys, but before that, Gus Engelhorn and Cindy Lee and Mark DeMarco and Chad Van Galen kicking off the show. Okay, now for some more sad summer music. I can't believe I didn't play Built to Spill or Modest Mouse last week. I'm gonna play Car. I knew Kicked It in the Sun is a great summer song, but I'm gonna go with Car, and then Modest Mouse. It's going to be either something from Long Drive or Building Something Out of Nothing. I have not yet decided. And then, also, I know it's like not like these Pacific Northwest area sort of bands. It's definitely a left turn from that. But I was listening to a lot of Belle and Sebastian at the same time as I was listening to a lot of these guys in high school. And so I'm gonna play a song that's happy and sad at the same time. Me and the Major. And the BBC version is just fantastic. So I'm going to try and dig that up. But first, here's Built to Spill, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I wanna see it when you find out what common stars are.
about a pretty sunset, blanket in opinions that I'll probably regret soon. Changed my mind so much I can't even trust it. My mind changed me so much I can't even trust myself.
Particular version of me in the major. You'll know when you hear it because instead of saying Roxy Music, he says Stiff Little Fingers, okay? And it's the live version. So that's how you know when you know the live version I'm talking. I turned myself off. This is the studio version. It's just as good. So let's go.
Stuck in the lift, it's always with a toff. Me and the major are from different worlds. But if I get stuck in the lift, it's always with the man of noble standing who looks down on me like I was never born. I think the major's going quite insane. He goes along the pavement and comes back again. Oh yeah, I think the major's going quite insane. He goes along the pavement and comes back again like he's on parade. He's on parade. Doesn't have a family and he's living alone. He remembers all the punks and the hippies too. And he remembers Roxy Music in 72. He doesn't understand, though he doesn't try. He knows there's something missing and he knows it's you
Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
On Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Welsh music, it's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via cfrc.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
Wow, yes, get your fill of Welsh music, CFRC. I gotta say, in addition to that show, which sounds amazing, Rue, who does Yellow Brick Road Sundays at 8, plays a good amount of Welsh music as well. I'm pretty sure she even, you know, has been studying the Welsh language a little bit to be able to, you know, better understand the song titles and the performers in their own language. It's amazing stuff. Rue's show, Yellow Brick Road, it's won the NCRA award for best indie show 3 years in a row now. It's in the dynasty range of things. Definitely an amazing show. Check it out. And one of the things that makes it so amazing is her interviews, which are complimented not only by her immense background knowledge, but research really comes through. And yeah, I do interviews sometimes. They're not as good as Rue's, but I try. I do try. And part of trying is getting a media pass to Hillside. Hillside was such an amazing time, always a good time. Los Bichos, who performed there in the background, sounded pretty good. And there's a lot of great music there, Someone else I'll shout out just off the top of my head. A little bit too much profanity for me to play during this show, but Drezus, D-R-E-Z-U-S, indigenous rapper, hip-hop artist. Wow, sounding really good. Check him out. And I hope to play him later on my Friday night show. Not this week. I'll be doing a wedding tomorrow. But at any rate, Hillside was so good. And yeah, I got a chance to talk to John McHale. Thank you so much, John, and to Jay Crocker for talking to me. They've been working together on John's music, as you'll hear, for 14 years now. So it was a pleasure to talk to them both. Let's check it out. And yeah, I'll be interrupting with some songs. So, but yeah, thank you so much to John and Jay for chatting with me at Hillside 2025. I'm here at Hillside 2025, and I'm very excited to interview one of the acts I'm frankly most excited to see, and they lived up to all expectations. I'm talking about John McHale, and I'm also here with his, I'm going to say for now, co-performer, Jay Crocker. But like, I'm curious as to like the sort of collaboration and musical relationship you two have. I know that all of John McHale's music is released under his name, but you know, you seem pretty involved in the performance and stuff. So Jay, what before we hear from John himself, what is your role in helping John make his amazing music? And when did your collaboration start with John?
It started about 14 years ago.
That long?
When I moved to the South Shore after meeting John in Calgary. Maybe a year ago?
South Shore of Nova Scotia, then.
Yeah. Oh, when I met you in Calgary.
Yeah, I would say so.
Like a year before that?
Yeah, I would say.
John asked me to play a show when I was still living in Calgary, and then I think I was playing like Halifax Pop Explosion or something, and then John put a house show on for me, and then I came down to the shore and I just kind of loved it, and then so me and my family decided to move to the shore.
Wow.
From Calgary. We wanted to get out. I think we were looking for a change, so that's kind of what spawned it. And then I had like this 20 garage that wasn't renovated, and we did a... John asked me to record a Gordon Lightfoot song.
Right, Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, I was asked to do a cover for the Gordon Lightfoot tribute.
My mom would love to know which Gordon Lightfoot song.
So it's called Daylight Katie.
Okay.
And Jay helped me record it on his Tascam 244.
Wow.
And that was the first song we ever collaborated on.
And it kind of was a banger.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
So then we were like, whoa, we should do more.
Yeah. Guys, I tried to find that EP. Okay, so this cover, I've confirmed it has appeared on a self-titled EP by John McHale released in 2012. I could not find the tribute album. I could not find the cover. So here's the original. Going out to my mom. It's Daylight Katie. Gordon Lightfoot, see for see.
should do more. So then we're like, whoa, we should do more.
Yeah.
And we did another EP.
Yeah, we did that first EP.
Yeah.
In 2014.
And then... then we had a band. We got... Like, we did some touring with a band.
Yes, Aaron from Cousins and Sean Dicey.
And I love Cousins.
We made another record with those guys called Memorial 10 Count.
Yes.
That was more like 2016 era.
Yep.
Jay produced and played in that. And that was sort of the first iteration.
It was like live off the floor, kind of.
Yeah, we recorded it.
In the studio.
Actually,
like, to tape.
Yeah.
It was all analog, that one.
Amazing. That knowing now that Cousins wasn't involved in that album, that makes a lot of sense. I hear it in some of the guitars and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, John has kind of had... There's a long lineage of John McKeel in the Maritimes at this point.
That's true. When I met Aaron from Cousins, he was like, oh, man, you play in the same guitar tuning as I do, drop C. And then when I met Chad, too, Van Galen, same thing. So
amazing.
It's a funny thread, that tuning, drop C. So, yeah, that collab's going way back now. Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Telling John yesterday, it was Memorial 10 Count, as far as I know, that, like, really, when people I know started, you know, mentioning your name, I started playing your music on my show when Memorial 10 Count came out. And so, you know, I guess in my, like, personal narrative of thinking about your music, like, that marked kind of a shift in terms of you getting wider appeal. But then yesterday, the esteemed Vish Khanna was introducing you, and he said that your second to most recent album, 2020's Bobby Joe Hope, that was, in his eyes, kind of a shift. And also, like, in terms of listening to the album, like, I see sort of like some stylistic similarities between Hex, your most recent album, and Bobby Joe Hope that maybe aren't as, you know, not as connected with the other records. So do you agree with Fish's assessment there?
What, that Bobby Joe Hope was the breakout?
It was sort of like a departure, and like there's like Hex and Bobby Joe Hope are a bit separate from Memorial 10 Count
and
everything before.
So Jay and I are in the middle of this like trilogy of records.
Okay.
Where we're using a sampler, and we're using like my tape machine, my 8-track at home, and we're breaking stuff down, sampling, resampling, and so those projects are like stand out from the other ones that were more like a traditional band setup and recording, you know, a live band, or the record before that wasn't like that, but they're different in that
way. Hey, wanna know something really weird? And I'm going to restart this song because I want to talk for a little bit. I don't know. For some reason, there's a little technical hiccup. There's more to the interview than that, but the file ends there. So here's the good news. There's next week. I can play the rest of the interview next week if I can't figure it out. And the other part of the good news is that I have lots of music to play, including this song, which comes up later on in the interview. Should I play it now? Should I play it now? I kind of already am, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to leave it in the background, and I'm going to pull something up really quick. Something, you know, we talked about Cousins, and Cousins is such a great East Coast band. I don't think they're making music anymore, but if you ever have a chance to check them out, you should, and we're going to do that right now from their first album, Out of Town. This one is called Anxious, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Do not be anxious, because even if I can't get this interview going, you'll hear it next week, and lots of music for you here to play. All right, see ya.
My back is so tired.
Jackson. Now for a song featuring John McHale on drums, it's Caged Animals with Alligator. See you first.
P.M. Hot breeze and tall palm trees with a Marlboro red outside the Mickey D's. Well, it's hot, but I don't mind. Waiting for my girl to pay. Ran down my spine.